It's all going a bit Dan Brown. It's all going a bit Dan Brown mashup with V for Vendetta. It's weird. We were told to walk to a certain spot, and that spot had a standing on the side of the road. The road we are standing on looks like an old road passing between old and new buildings. Now, we had to imagine what happened at this spot. The geotag is on the audio boo. What happened at this spot maybe 200 years ago? We're looking at a strange domed building. We're looking at the Corn Exchange buildings. We're right in the heart of the market and the money and the council's kind of headquarters. I pop into the shop behind us, Laura Ashley's shop, and I say to the woman, who I had no idea if she was going to know anything, what can she tell us that happened here many, many years ago, 200 years ago? She remembers, obviously not that far back, but she says, I remember them relaying the road. They found tunnels, old, old tunnels, maybe sewers, who knows, that you could actually walk in. They weren't sure what they were, but they left them uncovered for a while, and everybody would stop and wonder what these tunnels were. Were they coming away from this strange, domed, kind of council-style building? She says she remembers dancing. But if she remembers, that wasn't 200 years ago. So after a while, maybe the council was moved on. What happened to move the council on? Our story and our plot is thickening. What do we have so far?
Okay, we have, imagining 200 years ago, we're on Exchange Street, a government building, and we've got a guy who, to protest the mechanisation of farming, he's going to hit the old market, because this used to be the old market square. He's thinking of a Guy Fawkes-style explosion.
Which is potentially 100 years after Guy Fawkes' actual actions. He's like a copycat terrorist.
Yeah. And this scene that we're imagining isn't this guy laying explosions or anything like that. It's just a guy standing in the middle of the space with the mechanisms of the market streaming around him. So it's just a guy standing still with the
casing
market.
The joint.
Yeah, sort of casing, but also just absorbing the change in the I don't know, energy of a place. Now it's got people with bags of corn walking past and chickens and all that.
Maybe he's the son of a farmer or something, yeah. And he's watching his family business, which is way, way older than hundreds of years, being destroyed by mechanisation. I like it. Onward to the next adventure. Taxis here are weird. They're like cross between London cabs and New York cabs. Very strange.